Hawkins, self-defense is the central component of the Second Amendment. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 29, 2024. The Second Amendment references a militia, the security of a free state, and two specific rights, the right to possess arms and the right to carry them, and all of this is bound together by a general, overarching right to self-defense. To put it simply, the Second Amendment is multifaceted. It is multifaceted in the following ways. It makes clear the importance of the people being able to come together in militia, noting that such a militia must be well regulated. In other words, that militia must be well ordered. It warns that the security of a free state rests on the reality and performance of such a militia, and then points specifically to the people's right to keep arms and to bear arms, that is, the right to possess arms and to carry them. Despite the numerous and different aspects of the Second Amendment, it remains simple to understand because all the aspects of it are held together by a central component, and that component is self-defense. In the majority opinion for McDonald v. Chicago, 2010, United States Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "Self-defense is a basic right, recognized by many legal systems from ancient times to the present day. And in Heller, we held that individual self-defense is the central component of the Second Amendment right." I like to present it this way when speaking to groups and organizations around the country. Self-defense is the hinge on which the door of the Second Amendment swings. What does this mean for the American people? It means that while the Second Amendment protects guns, it protects other tools that can be used for self-defense as well. The central component of the Second Amendment is not a 9mm pistol or a .357 Magnum revolver, but the right to defend one's own life and liberty with whatever tools are in common use for such defense in each period of America's existence. For example, the Massachusetts Supreme Court recently struck down its state's ban on switchblades and issued an opinion which said, in part, while both Heller and Bruin involved handguns, Second Amendment protections subsume more than just firearms. Your life is your most valuable possession, and the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in place to protect your right to defend that life. The vast majority of Americans believe a firearm is the best way to protect their lives, and the Second Amendment has them covered. A number of other Americans believe a knife or other tool is the best means for protecting their lives, and the Second Amendment has them covered as well. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.